Blog Talk Radio.
So, how'd you do? Do you want to be free? Or maybe a better question is, are you willing to be free? Are you ready to be free? Well, just tell the truth. Tell the truth the way you feel it in your heart and in your soul. Tell the truth the way you would want to hear the truth. And don't blame anyone for anything except your share of the responsibility. Acknowledge your part and your pain, but give thanks for it all. Share your vision for yourself with someone else because you really have grown in stamina and in wisdom. And don't make excuses for what you could not and did not do. Be clear. It is not loving to ask someone to do something you know they cannot do. Just know that you can always be loved because that's the truth about you. In the meantime, be blessed.
Good morning, folks. Welcome to Morning Inspirations and Candid Conversations with your host, Poetic Energy. I am so excited about being on the air today once again to share some inspirational thoughts with you or some candid thoughts with you. That was just Ileana Van Zant playing, and the show today is going to be just kind of geared around some of her wisdom that she shares in a book that she has written. It's entitled The Spirit of a Man, A Vision of Transformation for Black Men and the Women Who Love Them. We're not going to be talking about love, but I'm going to be sharing some very important information about vision and purpose that she shares in her book. And also we will be reading a poem entitled Your Purpose for Life. And it's by author Margaret Jane. She is our poet pick of the week, and her poem is the poem pick of the week entitled Your Purpose of Life. So I kind of wanted to gear that the show around that as well as share with you some of the wisdom that I'm borrowing from Ileana Van Zant. And we're just going to be playing a couple of her songs today. Just to be in theme with the show. Before we play her song, I want to read in her book, she has a portion, a paragraph in there talking about vision. And I'm just going to read that for you because I think it's very good information that we all need to focus on this year. 2011 is a new year. We're still in the first month of the year. And we're still able to get our focus on our vision for our life. So I'm going to read what she has about vision in this particular book. It says, it is very important to have a vision for yourself, your life, and the world. Your vision is what you would like to realize as the optimum conditions of your life. Do not worry about how it will happen. See the end. The universe will take care of the details in divine time and divine order. If you vision for yourself in each of the 12 areas required for balance, you are sure to achieve balance quickly. Remember, you are part of a dynamic whole. In your vision, you might also want to include how your efforts will help to make the world a better place. My vision is to live in a world where people love and accept one another unconditionally. It begins with loving and accepting everyone unconditionally. I wanted to read that because, because I'm borrowing wisdom from Ileana Van Zant about vision and purpose, and that's kind of what I wanted to talk about today. This was just a powerful paragraph that kind of stood out for me in the book. Like I said, we will be playing some of her music. music, as well as borrowing from some of her wisdom today. But I really appreciated when she talked about it is very important to have a vision for yourself. A lot of times people, you know, make New Year's resolutions, but it doesn't go beyond that. You know, to me, I'm not going to discourage anyone else from making a New Year's resolution. But I think they should dig deeper and have a vision for yourself. And this is what I wanted to talk about today. She says, your vision is what you would like to realize as the optimum conditions of your life. Do not worry about how it will happen. I think, and that's a very important thing, do not worry about how it will happen. A lot of times we make New Year's resolutions and we make, you know, make a list of things that we want to accomplish in our lives, and we put so much emphasis on how it's going to happen, meaning worrying instead of devising a plan to make it happen. And so it kind of pulls us off track. But she says, she sees the end. The universe will take care of the details in divine time and divine order. I absolutely love that, because we take on so many burdens in our lives, and we take on so many things, and not realizing that God is going to take care of our circumstances for us. Some people say the universe, God, but, you know, God is in control of the universe, so it's okay to say the universe, too, will take care of the details in divine time and divine order, meaning anything in your life that you're hoping for, don't worry about it, because even the scripture, the Bible talks about that if he can take care of the birds and the trees and the, you know, the animals of the land, that he is surely to take care of us. But one thing we got to know is not to put so much stress, you know, so much energy into trying to figure out how it's going to happen, because God already has it under control. I want to say hello to Gemini 619. How are you? Thank you for being in the Morning Inspiration Candid Conversation. I so love and appreciate your presence every week. Yes, it definitely is a good Sunday morning, and we certainly thank God for blessing us to see yet another day. God is just an awesome God. Talking about vision again, a vision, it applies to everything in our lives. If we want to change, make physical changes in our life, for instance, I'm still doing my 30-day rewind. I had been blogging about it, but I stopped because I think that eventually I'm going to make it into a book, so I didn't want to kind of give all my step-by-steps and give the book away, the whole entire intent of the book. But it's just been an amazing journey for me. December 1st is the first day I started my 30-day rewind, and I've talked about it in previous shows. But it's a program that I devised for myself. I didn't take on anybody else's program. I didn't make no New Year's resolution. I just started, devising a program that is going to, you know, give me an overhaul mentally, spiritually, and physically. And it's just been a wonderful journey for me. You go back and forth. I call it the 30-day rewind Sankofa. If anybody knows about what Sankofa is looking backwards to move forward. And it's just a wonderful thing. Sometimes that's hence the 30-day rewind. You look back to look at the things that you've done before in your life, and you don't want to repeat those things, but you want to learn from those. And so that was the purpose of me putting together the 30-day rewind for myself. I didn't want to do anybody else's program or anything, and it's just working well for me because nobody knows you better than who? Yourself, other than God. But, you know, that goes without saying. So this has been an amazing journey for me. I am realizing myself, I'm not even trying to really focus on losing weight, but it's automatically happening because I've started changing my eating habits to a point where, you know, I prepare different types of foods. I'm going to meetup groups that's teaching different types of food preparation. So it's all about what you see for yourself, your vision you have for yourself. I'm looking for a tremendous year in 2011. I'm looking forward to a lot of things happening in my life for the positive, because I am taking control of my life. Because I can only, control who I am as a person. And I wanted to, go through this whole experience, because eventually you get to a point where you do want to share your life with someone else. And you can't share your life with someone else if things are all apart within yourself. So I just wanted to address anything that may be in me to, make myself available for the right person for me. And that's all about seeing, doing things for yourself in your life, because if you can only love someone if you truly love yourself first. So it's just an amazing thing, just being able to be in the land of the living. Thank God for giving us the creative ability to take in all the wisdom from other people, take in the beauty of his land, take in the hope of tomorrow. So I'm going to play a little bit more music by Eliana Van Zandt, and then I'm going to read that passage about purpose. We've read vision, but now we're going to go to purpose. But we're going to do that after we've played one of her songs from... let's see. Do You Want to Be Free by Eliana Van Zandt. It's one of her inspirational CDs.
So, how'd you do? Do you want to be free? Or maybe a better question is, are you willing to be free? Are you ready to be free? Well, just tell the truth. Tell the truth the way you feel it in your heart and in your soul. Tell the truth the way you would want to hear the truth. And don't blame anyone for anything except your share of the responsibility. Acknowledge your part and your pain, but give thanks for it all. Share your vision for yourself with someone else, because you really have grown in stamina and in wisdom. And don't make excuses for what you could not and did not do. Be clear. It is not loving to ask someone to do something you know they cannot do. Just know that you can always be loved, because that's the truth about you. In the meantime, be blessed.
Okay, you want to be free, and the extension of that is free. So we're going to play the next one that's the extension of that.
Hold on.
Welcome back to the Poetic Energy Radio Show. I'm your host, Poetic Energy. I wanted to play that. If there's a freedom in just kind of speaking things out, and I wanted to play that song because it does give you such a liberating, free feeling to say you're free from whatever it is that you've held in your past, whatever it was that you just refused to let go. That you can say that you're free because God gives us the strength and He gives us the way to be free. And I truly, you know, and that's falling in line with your purpose and your vision. Now, we read earlier for you vision. So we're not going to borrow more wisdom from Eliana Van Zandt's book. And so The Spirit of a Man, a Vision of Transformation for Black Men and the Women Who Love Them. Although we're not talking about love today, the things that she shared here, you can apply to your everyday life in many aspects. So we're going to read purpose. Your purpose is what you have come to life to do. It is doing what you love, what you are good at, to create your vision of the world. Everyone has a purpose. As my brother friend, Reverend Michael Beckwith, said, your purpose gave birth to you. When you are on purpose, your life has meaning. You are making a valuable contribution by doing what you love. Having a job means you are just over broke. Having a purpose means having a life assignment. It is the difference between spending your life doing what you think you have to do and spending your life in meaningful activity. As you achieve greater balance in your life, your skills and interests will point you towards your purpose. My purpose is to revitalize spiritual consciousness through writing and teaching the world about the wealth of African culture. I wanted to read that because it's just so many people are constantly looking for their purpose in life. I hear that all the time. I hear that people figure out, you know, I don't know what I want to do. Lord, please tell me, show me, you know, just doing a lot of things, and they want to, they're trying to search for their purpose. Well, I really like how she says that having a purpose means having a life assignment. When you are walking in your purpose, it's for your lifetime that you're walking in that purpose. And then she says, it is a difference between spending your life doing what you think you have to do and spending your life in meaningful activity. Now, I want to talk about that meaningful activity. I was speaking to someone the other day, and we were talking about the functions that we attend throughout the year, spoken word venues, speaking engagements, things of that nature. And we were talking about learning to, sometimes you have to say no to certain venues because if it doesn't give you any, it's not fruitful at all. You. If you think about it, you're going through the same rhetoric, doing the same thing all the time, and it lacks purpose. Yes, you should go out and fellowship with other like-minded people, but when it becomes so redundant in your life, there's time for a change. That's why so many people find themselves stuck because they consistently involve themselves in things that is lack meaning. There's an enjoyment to attending those functions, and it's very entertaining. You get to embrace other artists, but you have to spread your wings, and that's I think that applies in every part of your life. You have to spread your wings. You can't just go to the same or do the same old things. You have to find your purpose and your meaning in life by involving yourself in meaningful activity. If you want to change who you are as, you know, spiritually as a person, yes, go to church, but or wherever you worship at, whatever your choice of worship is, do that, but, spread your wings with doing other things that act, you know, that complement that. Like if you are a person that goes to church, attend some of the other functions that they have outside of the church, because you can't just be spiritual but don't know how to interact with other people in the world, because how else would your life be a light to someone else if you just go to church all the time? So you have to do other things out, even outside the church, because a lot of times I feel like people that I talk to a lot of times that, you know, go to church a lot, and, you know, I grew up in church, in the Holiness Church, and we went to church all the time. So we went to church so much that we really didn't have a lot of time to do a lot of things. So you miss so many opportunities to have your life be, make a difference in someone else's life, because you're always among those who are common to you, you know, your lifestyle. If you find yourself, you know, not going to, you know, I'm an avid reader. So during those times, I could have been attending book clubs or something like that during, you know, my age of growing up in the church. And then I could have been a light to people in certain settings. Or I could be a person that embraces many different types of things and sharing different things with people. But I just didn't have, you always have that opportunity. But as I grew older, I understood that you have to spread your wings and allow yourself to be a part of different functions, different types of things. As long as it doesn't go against your principle and who you are as an individual, then I say, by all means, spread your wings. So it was just, you know, wonderful to kind of read this, because so many people are lost in their purpose. They're still there in their 30s and 40s, and they're still trying to find their purpose. And I think it's very important that to you know, you never know what you get involved. Find your creative side. Find out what you like to do. Engage in that that activity. If you like to write, you know, one of my things is that I'm a poet. So I like to write poetry. And that provides me an opportunity to fellowship with other like-minded people. I also like to read. So that gives me opportunity to, you know, on my show, I discuss books with authors, and, you know, I meet other authors because I am an author also. So it's just like, you know, whatever it is you like to do, if you like to work out, you know, people, it's great conversations that go on when you work out. It's just, you have to spread your wings and find your purpose. You know, I feel like I get a lot of people that contact me for advice a lot. And I've become to know that is my part of my purpose is encouraging other people, helping other people, because I have a heart for people. I have a big heart. But you know, it took me a little while to really grasp onto that's part of my purpose. I think that's a little bit of a part of everybody's purpose, is to be our brothers and our sisters' keepers to a certain extent, you know, certainly using wisdom and dealing with day-to-day issues as they come. But that is part of our purpose, is being a light and being a shoulder for someone else that needs, you know, who cannot handle things as much as you can, or, you know, be somebody that can give advice because you've walked in those shoes and you know how to give really good advice to help people get through circumstances that they, you know, encounter. So I think is that, you know, the vision and purpose is so important in our lives. We say that these things are essential for business plans, but, you know, you see how that all ties in, even in your professional that having vision and purpose in your life is so important, because it helps you to get to the next point in your life. That's the beginning of your focal point of what you should be doing in your own life. And I'm going to read the Poet Pick of the Week by Margaret Jung. I hope I'm pronouncing her name correctly. But what we do on the Morning Inspiration Candid Conversations, for those of you who are tuning in for the first time, we have a poet pick of the week, and we give that, showcase that author, because it's my way of giving back and sowing into other like-minded people. Because, you know, when you give, the Lord gives you back, and I just believe in that, and really shining the light on other talented people out there. So, and this, you know, like I said, this is part of my purpose, and it's wonderful to have this radio show to be able to, you know, work on my purpose each and every day of, you know, showcasing other people, sowing into other people, encouraging other people. So this is a poem by Margaret Jang, J-A-N-G. It's called Your Purpose of Life. Beginning this year, you may take a huge stride to change your direction to another side. At last, your attention may be slightly off track, but you can adjust and then take a step back. Through this confusion, lessons learned well. Isn't lost time, so there's no need to dwell. Sometimes in life, as you make certain choices, you must listen clearly to hear the right voices. Although you admit you are slightly confused, with feeling off track and don't feel amused, your soul no doubt shows you new ways to recapture freedom joyfully each day. For when you think back a while ago, you already felt that you've been starting this slow. For in your chart, you are to work with others, but it may take time to believe or uncover. And during this chaos, your soul talks so free and tells you things you are unable to see. For your inner purpose awakened long ago says to live in the now and to go with the flow. It may sound so simple and so easy to do, but one thing you learn is to remain true to you. Your soul reminds you the reasons why you're here, to focus awareness, then release ego and fear. It tells you your purpose in this cycle of life is to teach others to release grief and strife, or to light the pathway that they cannot see, to show them how powerful they can truly be. And how you will do this still keeps you at odds, even though that you know your soul is your God. But when it's time for this mystery to unfold, you will either be shown or you will be told. To reveal the puzzle of your spiritual path, you must trust and believe in what has been cast. Your outer purpose is connected to your soul. So as long as you listen, you will complete your goal. I thought that was the most inspiring poem that, you know, a person can ever read, because it has so many pivotal points, and it just makes it just very, very powerful piece of poetry that can really encourage a person through their life. You know, even in the first stanza talking about, you may have to take huge strides, and you might have to look back. And that's, you know, kind of in line with my 30-day rewind, Sankofa, is that you may have to look back and look at where you made your mistakes, only so you can move forward and get back on track. So when I saw this poem, I was like, oh, my God, this is awesome. I am definitely going to use this for Ronnie Inspirations and Candid Conversations, because this is part of my purpose. My purpose is to help other people see, how they can be a great contribution to the world, and that we all are put here for that purpose, to give our contribution to the world, you know, and find us. We can rid ourselves of all the things that we're, you know, consumed with, our fears, our doubts, our worries, all of those things that consume us and leaves us mentally, you know, with mental blocks, so that we can't see the purpose that God has for us in life. That, you know, we can find a place within ourselves to release those things and begin to be true to yourself and walk in your purpose. You know, a lot of times the thing that most people, when I'm talking to people, you know, I do life coaching also. When I'm talking to people, the main thing is sometimes, a lot of times, people do not believe in themselves. They compare themselves to someone else. And they find themselves just like going through a pity party because they've compared their life with someone else's life. But you got to remember that person and your life, you walk two different paths, you walk two different lives, you're two different individuals, and you are your own unique self. So you have to accept who you are and what God has made you to be okay. I've lost. Okay, Gemini, you lost sound. Hopefully you can refresh and continue to listen in on the show. I hope everyone else is able to hear. But again, getting back to talking to, you know, with me doing life coaching, talking with people, they compare themselves so much to other individuals, and you have to be your own unique self. You have to know within yourself that you have something that no one else has, and that's being you. You know, God made me, Michelle E. Alfred. God made you who you are, and you definitely have something to contribute to the world. Whatever your talents may be, a lot of times we don't even think about finding talents because we equate talent with singing, writing poetry, painting, things of that nature. But talents can go so many, you can go so far. You could be very talented at planning nice dinner parties. You could be so talented at bringing people together. I mean, you know, people don't look at all of those things as talents, but, you know, they are, you know, because somebody may not be able to do it as well as you can. So, you know, you got to find out what your talent is. If you love to do hair, if you love to, show people how to properly apply makeup so they can be so radiant and so beautiful, you know, because a lot of people do not know how to apply makeup. So it takes a real talented person to be able to apply makeup properly and make your beauty, you know, so radiant. Because so many people, I saw someone the other day who had so much makeup on, it looked like you could actually take scrape it off your face, her face, and have a lot of makeup. Now, I'm not talking about the sister, but I'm just trying to make a point that we have so many talents, and we can help people feel good about themselves. I can remember years ago I used to sell Mary Kay. Well, you know, one of the things that I did in the community sometimes, my condo, I used to have Mary Kay parties at my condo, but a lot of times I would invite people, you know, young women who were, that didn't like wearing makeup or they felt like they, you know, just weren't attractive enough and they felt like makeup wasn't going to do them anything for their self-esteem. Well, you know what? Sometimes you have to, you know, kind of encourage a person and let them know, help them to see their beauty. And a lot of times when I would have these Mary Kay parties, and by the time we were done putting on that makeup, some of the women came out and they were like, "Woo, I look good," you know, because I believe it's because they learned how to apply makeup. And two, it does, when you begin to enhance yourself moderately, it brings out the beauty in you, in your spirit. You begin to see, you know, yes, I can be beautiful. Yes, I can have, you know, joy and happiness in my life. The smallest little thing can make a difference in a person's life, and you'll never even know it until you make yourself available to, you know, showcase your talent. So if you have talents and things that you are unaware of, look into the things. You know, I like painting, but I can't really draw, but I love painting. And I surprised myself because I made this painting, and it actually came out really nicely. I had one of my family members like, you know, who did this? And I'm like, oh, I did. I was dibbling and dabbling. I didn't even know I can, you know, do a little abstract thing, make something nice out of it. But, you know, that's something I just discovered. And I'm not the next Van Gogh or anything like that. But the thing is what I stumbled up on something that I can, you know, enjoy and incorporate in my life just to have a little fun for myself. Even if whatever it is, you know, we have 8 more minutes remaining in the show, but whatever it is in your life, find your vision, look within yourself and say, you know, where do I want my life to be? Where do I want to go with my life? You know, this year I'll be 40 years old, and there are so many things that, you know, I still want to accomplish in my life. So, you know, my vision here, you know, I've revamped my vision to make sure that everything that I wish to do, that I do those things and even more. But, you know, but you have to centralize it. Write it down. You know, say, this is what I want to do. Like, you know, I've been saying for a few years now that I want to go to Jamaica. I am going to Jamaica. If that's the thing I do. And you know, I was thinking maybe so doing it by my birthday this year, which is in May. But those are some of the things that I really want to do. And I've always wanted to go to the Fiji Islands. But, you know, you just got to devise a plan and a way to make those things happen. Even when you don't see, when we were talking about early in the vision, when she said, even if you don't see, don't worry about how it's going to happen. Just, you know, start devising the plan as if it was already in the, you know, because the universe will take care of it. And that's why I wanted to really talk about that vision and purpose and read that from her book, that excerpt from her book. Because, you know, if you find yourself just say, oh, you know, I'm going to Jamaica, and you just start planning going to Jamaica, it's just, you never know how to do this, because God just has a way of doing things that when you look up, you're like, I got the money to go to Jamaica. Or, you know, you may stumble up on some people that are a crew of people that want to go to Jamaica just like you, and you get a group waiting, and then now, bam, you can afford to go. That's how God does things. You know, it's just wonderful to know the Almighty, you know, to be able to say, you know, I know God is going to take care of me, you know, and be there with me, even in my good and bad times. We have God to depend on, even when we don't have anyone else. But one thing we need to know and learn is that once we have vision and purpose for ourselves, that we can help other people get through get to the point where they can see their own vision and purpose. And it's just like a ripple effect that, you know, you'll begin to be around positive people, people with a lot of energy, and that's one of the things that the little part she's meaningful activity. When you're involved in meaningful activity, make sure it's around people that can give off positive energy in your life. I'm not saying that we're going to walk around every day, you know, happy all the time, but as much as you can, make yourself available in those atmospheres, around that atmosphere of people that have a lot of positive energy, because just as much as you're around people that have positive energy that can help you become positive, you could be around a lot of negative people, and you'll find yourself always being negative. So it's up to you to change your circumstance, your sphere of how your life is doing, and because those things adversely affect you in so many ways, the company that you keep, the meaningful activity that you're involved in, those affect our everyday lives, and sometimes we don't even realize it, that it does. But we have five and a half more minutes remaining in the show, and I just want to take this moment to acknowledge all the guests we have in the chat room and the global listeners. Thank you, Gemini619, for always being a faithful listener to the Poetic Energy Radio Show on Morning Inspirations and Candid Conversations. Guest 388, Miss Pretty, thank you for just popping into the show. We have four more minutes remaining. And Miss Extraordinaire, we say, oh, I like that name, Miss Extraordinaire. We love doing things. So, you know what? I was thinking of eventually gathering, I don't want to really give my whole idea out over the airways because then somebody else will take my idea, but I was thinking that we, you know, can form like different groups where, people that are single, you know, because right now I am single, but, you know, find different people, you know, across the globe who may want to involve themselves in going, taking on trips to, you know, find our purpose. And I think that would be a good idea, you know, form these little groups where we can, you know, take trips and make it affordable for everybody to go. I've been looking into this, and I find it that when you go in groups, that is more, it's nice on the pockets, and it's fun because now you have people, a lot of people are apprehensive on going on trips by themselves, and nobody really wants to travel alone. But if you can meet some new friends and, you know, connect with new people, you never know how many places you can go to. And I plan on embarking on some of those things, incorporating that. You know, I do life coaching with relationship, you know, people's in relationships, just different types of life coaching. And I think that, you know, that could be incorporated in doing like weekend excursions because, I do private coaching sessions and do go, you know, I go to different little places, you know, places where, you know, we could coach these people, but that same thing could be implemented in forming a sisterhood where, you know, women that want to, you know, change things, you know, find their purpose in their life. We could go on excursions and stuff and just really embrace one another and be a light and a strength to one another. And in the meantime, we may meet Mr. Right. You never know. But we have two more minutes remaining in the show. And yes, Miss Extraordinaire, she says you are so correct. Yeah, so you know, if you know all of those that are listening, if you might be interested in something that like that, you can email me at authormichelle@live.com, and I can kind of get the ball rolling because I love planning. See, another one of my talents, and you never know how just a little bit of talent can really change somebody's life. So this is something that we do, and I would love to be involved in this year because I plan on going on my trips with as fast as I can. But yeah, we definitely shall connect, and I just want to thank you all for tuning into the show. And remember to find your write your vision down, realize what your vision is, and find your purpose in life, and let God handle the rest. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. And I will see you in the same place at the same time next week. God bless. Have a great day.
wants to take care of you. Can you let him? Will you let him? For it is God's pleasure to see you happy. Will you let God guide you, protect you, and provide for you? If you will trust him enough to move yourself out of the way, God will bless you.